Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's Grapevine, SaverLife.com. And reopening is continuing in our area. As I mentioned yesterday, a lot of the museums are open now to members only. And if you're not a member, maybe you consider becoming a member so you can get in now and also to support them. Because like small businesses, the museums are hurting. This is been a huge loss of income, not having anyone visit the museums, but they have to continue to operate and heat and all of their fixed expenses. Those didn't go away. So, again, consider some memberships in our local museums and other organizations. And so, again, they are open, many of them, not all of them, but many of them open to members only. And then in another week or two, various times, they start opening to the general public. And the Genesee Country Village and Museum is one of the ideal museums, really, in this period of social distancing. It's a large village that you can walk around in. And really, it's the outdoor spaces that are especially striking. So if you haven't been out there, you do need to be a member if you go today. But again, you can become a member today. Also, the various wineries have all kinds of different rules and regulations for visitors right now. There's a wide range. So from the smaller wineries like New Vines, which has a bed and breakfast, but is not going to be operating the bed and breakfast this season. But they also have a winery, a commercial winery, make wine in their cellar. And they've got grapes, about an acre of grapes, I think, outside the house. And they are taking appointments if you'd like to taste their wines. So in the past, the bed and breakfast guests would enjoy some samples of wine in the late afternoon as kind of a welcome to the bed and breakfast. But now the bed and breakfast is not open this season, but tastings are available by appointment. And that is often the case. At this point, I would kind of assume that tastings are by appointment. If there are places you are especially interested in visiting, many of them do not require appointments, but quite a few do, and you should not assume that you'll be able to get in if you just head down and start going from winery to winery. Let's say there's two or three wineries you really want to visit. I would check their websites, give them a call if you're uncertain about what's on their website. I think they're in general doing a great job of updating their websites, and that between that and Facebook, you can get some very up-to-date information about tastings. And when you go, consider buying some extra wine. Perhaps you would normally buy a bottle or two, maybe buy six, or get a case and share that with family and friends. And again, supporting the wineries, supporting small businesses in general right now is really crucial. And also, it's pretty universally here in New York State required to wear a mask when you're out in public. That is a very simple thing to do, and it'll have huge ramifications for our continued reopening. If people are not wearing masks, this will be a very, very short reopening, and we'll be moving backwards, as many other states are. If we can use the contact tracing and self-quarantine for people who are coming here from other states where they have bigger issues with coronavirus, maybe we can keep our infection rate low enough that we can continue with the reopening. So not everyone you see is going to abide by this. It would be nice if they did, if they had that kind of respect for you and for the rest of us. But It's really a just a crazy time right now, and something as simple as wearing a mask can make all the difference, and the social distancing too. That would be important. I was on this website. They have been very careful about their reopening, and they have on their website a reopening statement, which gives you lots of great guidelines about what they're doing. They are not open only by appointment. You can stop by, but there is a limited number of people in the tasting room in the retail shop. So there may be a line waiting to get in the winery. It is going to be a gorgeous day today. And they ask that you stay 6 feet away from other people, that you wear a mask at all times inside the tasting room, except obviously when you're actually tasting. And just be aware of other people around you and being careful to respect them. And they also said the restaurant is now open 2 days a week from noon until 8 p.m. It is required for the restaurant, and they're serving a menu they refer to as a beautiful transitional menu. Small plates that'll be served from noon to 8. On the weekends, they're doing breakfast from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And they're doing takeout also. So if you want to have some great food, bring something home for dinner after maybe doing a tasting there, you take. And coming with a menu like this in this transitional period and great view as you get from quite a bit of outdoor seating as well as indoor seating. And the inn is also open. They're being very careful with disinfecting and that sort of an ongoing operation in the tasting room and the restaurant and the bathrooms and the inn, the hallways. It feels from the outside to me kind of like an overwhelming thing. And the staff at Glenora and small businesses and organizations around around the state are spending a lot of extra time, money, staff time, certainly, to do all of this cleaning. I think most of them realize that is part of the key, that and wearing masks, social distancing, to continuing to reopen and not going backwards. So again, check the website for any potential wineries that you want to visit. And see what they're requiring, what their recommendations are, and have patience. I emphasized this yesterday. Everyone's trying to figure this out. The customers are, the businesses are, and they either customers and or businesses don't always get it right, but they're trying pretty hard, and I hope you'll have patience and empathy for what they're going through, what the kinds of stresses this puts on. You don't know what else is going on in their lives. The elderly relatives they may be taking care of, young children. Be ill. I mean, there's That's why you give the benefit of the doubt. If someone isn't their normal pleasant self, you know, that the stresses of the shutdown and loss of business, loss of job, all of these things really you know, take a personal toll. So again, empathetic and above all, have patience. And if a place is too busy, if you see people who are not wearing masks, who are not social distancing, you know, maybe you need to go back at a time when you're not as busy. And less stressful for you, and probably somewhat safer for you too, if, you know, if people aren't being careful with wearing masks. So the Brighton Farmers Market is open today. They ask that you wear a mask. The vendors are wearing masks, and observe the social distancing. But the market is open for regular business. At the start of the reopening, it was initially just pre-order and prepay, but you can buy right on site. And there's some fantastic vendors at the Brighton Farmers Market. Lots of great small businesses, some fantastic produce, some great desserts from places like John John's Bakery. It's really it's a great market to go and explore and stock up on some local foods. Right now, a lot of local fruit coming in. The strawberries, you got to get them now. They're not going to last more than a few more weeks, probably. Cherries just beginning. Blueberries start about the 4th of July. Raspberries. Got some fantastic yellow squash and kohlrabi from Felon's Family Farms yesterday. They'll be at the Brighton Farmers Market today. Really some great produce. So 9 to 1, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. today, the Brighton Farmers Market will be going on as usual. You can always email me, michael@saverlife.com, if you have questions, comments. One of our listeners sent me a note about the Mill Creek Cafe, which is in Honeyoy, not Honeyoy Falls, but Honeyoy. And I haven't been there yet. I've got to go down and try it. The menu looked good. The photos of the place on their website looked really good. Looks like a pretty small spot in Honeyoy. It's millcreekcafe.com. But again, send me notes like that. I really appreciate hearing about places that are you wouldn't otherwise hear about. That's the fun of it. Just yesterday, I got to try the Fuzzy Double IPA from Roarbox. They're just launched this in cans. It's a peach, have a peach infused double IPA with really delicious flavor, and I kind of like the can, the peach on the can. Nice touch, and got a pineapple wheat also that I'll be opening today because I haven't had a chance to try that one. So lots of, this is right now, other than the shutdown, a great time in local brewing. The local beers are outstanding, whether it's Three Heads or Swiftwater or all the other around our area, doing an awesome job. So sample some of those and let me know what you're tasting. This week I'm going to be doing I'm not offering the classes through Rochester Brainery. I'm just one of the participants in a class on kombucha that Kat Schwartz is going to be doing from Kat Bucha. It's July 1st. And she's going to be doing additional classes like this. Right now, it's a virtual class. So I picked up the kit to do our own kombucha yesterday, along with several of her different kombuchas that are already finished and bottled. And then So July 1st, there's going to be a Zoom class on making your own kombucha. And can't wait to see the process, learn more about it. Interviewed her a few, maybe now a couple of months ago. Wine show. You can check that out in the archives, saverlife.com. Look under the grapevine and the interview with Kat Schwarz. So she'll be doing some additional classes with the Rochester Brainery. And if you want to learn more about kombucha, this would be a great way to do it. It's a fascinating beverage. And some people drink it because the live microorganisms that are in it are for your gut. Some people are looking for an interesting non-alcoholic alternative. Kombucha has some great flavors. She does some with lavender and cacao, rose. Really a pretty amazing variety of different fruits or herbs and all kinds of things. It's really some cool combinations. So if you haven't had kombucha, look for Katbucha. You'll find it at quite a few retailers around our area. I got it last time at Lori's Natural Foods. And she's located part of that same building with Black Button Distillery and Roarbox, but she had some retail hours yesterday and Saturday. She doesn't really have a retail shop, but set up a tent right outside yesterday. And so may do that on some additional Saturdays. Otherwise, you can call an order and pick up there right on Railroad Street. So, again, it's a crazy time of businesses changing what they do, changing their hours, changing their ways of doing business, and try not to get frustrated if things are not as you remember them. They may have had to change some things about what they're doing. They'll be hoping to get back to those, the way things used to be, as all of us are. But for now, try to take those changes with patience. And if you are looking for any particular kind of wine that you'd like to send to someone as a thank you, maybe just to let some family and friends know you're thinking about them, even though you may not be able to visit them this summer. Many of the wineries, most really, ship wine. They don't do it to all 50 states. Each state is allowed to regulate this themselves, and there are many states that do allow shipping, close to 40, but not all wineries ship to each of those states. So if you want some help finding a winery that ships to a state you have loved ones in, send me an email, michael@saverlife.com, and I'll do my best to find one. I have a mini database of the wineries and the states that they ship to. So that works fairly well. I'd be happy to send you the spreadsheet if you like. It's not up on my website, but again, many wineries ship to lots of states, just not every winery. It's expensive. If a winery wants to ship to, say, North Carolina or Oklahoma, they have to register in those states, so there's paperwork. They have to pay a fee to be allowed to ship to those states, so that might be several hundred, $500, maybe somewhere in that range. Not inexpensive when you multiply it by 49 other states. You can see why some wineries don't ship everywhere. But the variety of wines that are made in New York State really are conducive to a mixed case where you can send some delicious dry reds, some dry rosé, maybe some sweeter blush wines, gorgeous Chardonnays, Rieslings, things like Pinot Gris and Albarino, Zweigelt. There are the more common vinifera grapes. There's the experimental grapes that some have come through the Geneva Experiment Station, like Noiré and Valvin Muscat. There's also heirloom grapes. Places like Arbor Hill Grapery specialize in those. Not only those, they have others, but they have vinifera grapes too, but they have more heirloom grapes than most wineries. Grapes like Vergennes and Diana and Isabella, these were, in some cases, grapes that played a big role in the growth of the Finger Lakes wine region and are no longer used very much, but John Brom, who passed away in a tragic accident not that long ago, really believed that these heirloom grapes needed to be saved. And you know, if you're going to grow them to save them, you should make wine with them. And so they have a nice selection of heirloom grapes, heirloom grape varietal wines at the Arbor Hill Grapery. Well, that's just north of Naples. Oh, some delicious wine. And if you want to send someone wine that is grapes they've never heard of, you can do that fairly easily from the Finger Lakes and New York State in general. Maybe it's Dornfelder. That's one that Bet the Farm Winery, they make a Dornfelder, which is red. Red Tail Ridge does also makes a delicious dry red. So lots of wines to choose from, and whether you're sampling yourself or sending them on to someone else, it's really a exciting time for wineries in New York State in general. I saw photos of Arrowhead Spring Vineyards. They've reopened their tasting room, which is virtually brand new. It opened it last year. It is a state-of-the-art, beautiful, and large tasting room, kind of setting a new benchmark for Western New York and the tasting rooms. And so it's more space for people to socially distance, and some really outstanding dry red wines. ArrowheadSpringVineyards.com. It's only an hour and a half west of Rochester, just north of Lockport. And again, a brand new tasting room there at Arrowhead Spring Vineyards. So the winery is continuing to invest. Fox Run is probably almost done with their new deck. They've doubled the size of the deck that comes out of the tasting room, looks out over Seneca Lake. Can't wait to see that. And it gives them more outdoor tasting space and a space for their cafe, which is very helpful. An upgrade that they were planning to do, I'm not sure they were planning to do it this year, but that they were planning to do, and decided that while things are quieter, while the tasting room is quieter, they would expand their deck. So be kind of fun to see some of the new developments as you go around the Finger Lakes and Western New York. And if you run into wineries or even particular wines, let me know. Send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. I'd love to hear from you. The restaurants in general have reopened indoor dining, but not all of them. So kind of like I mentioned with the winery tasting rooms, look them up online. I would recommend reservations. In many cases, it may be required, but I would recommend them. And try and go on days that are not as busy. Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, maybe even Thursdays, but Fridays and Saturdays are often the busiest days in restaurants. So shoot for an off day. Go early. Go when they open. Many restaurants open at 5 p.m. That's often a very quiet time in the restaurant. And again, not as busy. And of course, lots of fantastic outdoor dining options at local restaurants. So right now, restaurants generally, I think it's 50% capacity is the most that they're allowed. And as I've said over several weeks, that's not a percentage that a restaurant can make money at. Or very, very few restaurants can make money, make a profit at 50% capacity. So we need to stay careful, wear masks. In a restaurant, wear a mask except when you're seated. And again, if we can keep this infection rate low, they'll be able to increase the percentage of occupancy in restaurants. And hopefully within a few weeks. I don't think Governor Cuomo gave any indication about when that would happen because it is based on the infection rates and the additional cases of coronavirus in New York State. Other states we've seen, continue to see the problems with reopening too fast. And while this may be been a frustrating process, still is in New York State because we'd like to be reopened faster. It seems like this conservative strategy of reopening slowly is perhaps going to allow us to stay on course and not have to go backwards. So restaurants are still doing takeout. You can still order wine, a bottle of wine to go with your takeout. And that's a great way to support restaurants. You can get a couple extra dishes, put them in the freezer. I got some takeout from Lucano a couple weeks ago, put a couple of those dishes in the freezer and had one last night, and it was delicious. Very easy, obviously, defrosted it for a day and heated it up, and it was wonderful. Not all dishes freeze well, so you could ask at a restaurant their opinion. There aren't too many dishes, though, that freeze terribly. Sometimes with cheese sauces and things, you might get some separation. But you know, that way, you're supporting the restaurant by getting some extra entrees, and you've got some easy meals in your future right out of the freezer. If you have a favorite winery, email me, michael@saverlife.com. We're going to be doing some winery and winemaker interviews once again in within the next few weeks. So looking forward to interviewing some of our favorite guests that have been on numerous times, and also some winemakers and winery owners that we've never had on that I've been intending to. So we've got some to catch up on before we get into harvest. And you know, right now it's almost July. Believe it or not, some of the first grapes, the early grape varietals, will be harvested probably in late August. So we're 2 months away from the very first grapes being harvested. But most of the varieties won't be harvested until really October, September, October. But the grapes are now visible. Wineries are starting to estimate harvest quantities, and they, you know, as a people who are winemakers and winery owners, it's got to be kind of exciting to see the little grapes there starting to grow after some cold nights this spring that threatened the buds, and in spite of the fact it was a mild winter, quite a few wineries were worried about those late frosts that we had. Doesn't seem to be too much damage. And if you follow some of the wineries on Facebook, you'll see quite a few posts of the new grapes growing for 2020 vintage. We'll be back on Saturday with Gardening Restaurants Discover the Finger Lakes. And again, those shows are available right here at SaverLife.com. You can listen to yesterday's shows. You can listen to shows from a couple months ago. And I'll be adding more of our archives here over the course of the summer. Oh, have a great day. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's SaverLife.com.